Preschool, students, staff and invited guests assembled for the Preschool School's annual Remembrance Day service on November 9. The annual service pays tribute to soldiers who fought for our freedom, said Cameron Nelson, mistress of ceremonies. Nelson gave the opening remarks prior to the entrance of the veterans and Legion members. Hein Bertram played the last post followed by 2 minutes of silence, and reveille. The SRC members performed a candle lighting ceremony in which each student had his or her candle lit as the flame was passed from student to student. Members participating were Hudson Nelson, Alexis Firmna, Isaiah Mayer, Zach Sorgan, Addison Danielson, Cameron Nelson, Oakley Zuck, Asia Kilburn, Cassidy Patterson, Isaac Kashuba, Avery Franklin, Tess Kovlin and Renato Goosen. Bill Lesko laid a wreath on behalf of the Legion, Cameron Nelson laid a wreath on behalf of the SRC and Chris Balisky laid a wreath on behalf of the school and student school council. Doug King, principal, recited the act of remembrance. Bill Lesko, Preschool Legion president, gave the Remembrance Day message. We are here today to remember, said Lesko. November 11 marks the end of the First World War. It was 1918, the 11th month, 11th day and the 11th hour that the guns of the First World War fell silent. Canada lost 67,000 military personnel and 150,000 were wounded. The war to end all wars had come to an end. It is important to take time to reflect on the past and appreciate the freedom secured for us by those who lived and fought for us. We must remember. If we remember, we may be able to prevent such a horrible war from ever happening again. Remembrance Day is a time-honored tradition to recognize the sacrifice of our serving Canadian forces, and those who have served in combat and peacekeeping. We wear a poppy during the remembrance period leading up to November 11. The poppy is to be treated with respect and worn with pride and dignity. It symbolizes the sacrifices our country of veterans have made during the First World War and all the time from then until now, he said. Olivia Ivanochko recited the poems in Flanders Fields and Commitment to Remember, followed by the exit by the veterans that concluded the program.